Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market has managed to brush aside some of the negative news coming through overnight from Wall Street. We had a weak lead with the major indices in the US or in negative territory. Our own market opening up in the red as well. The ASX 200 at its lows near the open, down about 50 odd points or just shy of 1%. But as the day progressed, we managed to claw back those particular losses and actually push into positive territory. And by the close, the market up about 13 points for the top 200 stocks. That equates to just shy of a quarter of 1% to close at 5,573. That now makes it four consecutive days of gains for the Aussie market as well. So what we saw really pushing the market high was the fact that US futures were positive and moving higher, but also the fact that the tech sector certainly saw some decent improvements in Afterpay, the buy now, pay later provider, one of the best there, up about 2%. Industrials also higher, with Transurban leading the way. A big part and a big reason for the turnaround as well on our market could also be pointed at the moves in the financial sector. The big four banks all started in negative territory, but managed to turn that around. Up around a half to 0.7%. CBA was one of the best there, although Macquarie Group ended down a little more than 1%. We did see miners and energy stocks also ending in negative territory, but they did close well off the day's lows. So that also helped the turnaround on the market. We have seen, of course, over the past few days, some big gains for the resource sectors on the back of big lifts in commodity prices. They were a little bit more tempered in overnight trade. So we saw most of the energy stocks in negative territory. The major miners, BHP, Rio Tinto, were also in the red, but Fortescue Metals up about a fifth of 1%. Lithium miner Pilbara, one of the best, up around 10% in that particular space. A fair bit of news out today as well. We saw payment services firm EML Payments today, one of the best in the top 200, up nearly 13% on a quarterly update. And it announced that basically for the first three quarters up until the end of Feb, it saw revenue lifting about 20% year on year. Its EBITDA, its earnings before interest and taxes, up around 24%. So some big improvements there. Of course, from March onwards, we saw the lockdowns and the restrictions coming through, and that also had an impact on EML's business, which certainly was impacted by COVID-19. Still, not too much of a negative reaction there from investors going off their stock price today. COVID also having an impact on Sydney Airport. No surprise, really. International and domestic traffic down sharply in April, about 97 to 98% weaker than the same time last year. And that saw, surprisingly to some, Sydney Airport shares actually up 1% today. Fletcher Building, another company, to release an update in relation to COVID-19, and it's announcing it will actually look to shed about 1,500 jobs across its Australian and New Zealand businesses. The building products maker has seen a contraction in construction activity, so that certainly has impacted its business. Today, Fletcher Building down around 2.9%. There was a little bit of economic news to come out, and that was around the retail sales numbers for April, some preliminary numbers from the Bureau of Statistics. Saw April sales down close to 18% from the big lift that we saw in March year on year. So compared to April last year, down about 9%. Still, we saw retailers mostly higher. Kogan, the online retailer, up about 6%. A similar improvement for Breville, also up about 6%. And Seek, the online job advertisement site, still also managed to lift 3.5%, even though we saw the skilled job vacancies hitting their largest monthly decline in April on record. The Aussie dollar, after all of that, relatively unchanged, hovering around 65.4 US cents.